Welcome to the SDA Housing Podcast, brought to you by NDIS Property Australia. Before starting this episode, we need to provide a general disclaimer. Information contained in this podcast is general in nature only. It does not take into account the objectives, financial situation, or needs of any particular person. You need to consider your financial situation and needs before making any decisions based on the information in this podcast. And you should consider seeking independent and professional advice for your personal circumstances. All right, let's begin.
Hello, everybody. My name is Min, and I'm your co-host with Matthew from the office here at NDIS Property Australia. And you're listening to the SDA Housing Podcast, a show that explains, highlights, guides, and brings awareness about all things SDA in this ever-changing NDIS world. Matthew, it's been a while since you've been on the podcast.
Yep.
Where you been?
I've just been having the time of my life.
Wait, overseas?
Yep.
You went twice overseas now?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Anyway, before you indulge us with your international travels, let's talk about the boring stuff of SDA.
It's not that boring, is it?
Matt, what is today's topic?
So today's topic is doing SDA, going too fast or going not fast enough, I suppose.
So you mean topic should be called SDA, how fast or slow should be going?
Yep, correct. Yep.
Why are we talking about this, Matt?
I mean, over the years, we've had a number of clients who come to us, and some of them, most clients, 90% of clients go at, I suppose, an even pace, and they take their time, they do what needs to be done, they do their due diligence, you know, and that goes towards, obviously, their own research in terms of making sure that the property suits them, that the whole investing in the NDIS suits them, and, you know, that's a good situation. That's an ideal situation. But the 10% would be people who either take far too long to do research, or on the other hand, they are way too quick. They want to get it done now, straight away. They don't want to do due diligence. They don't want to learn about NDIS properties. They don't want to learn about the different cogs to the machine, I suppose. Yeah, so kind of just addressing those two groups and just things to be aware of, maybe a better approach to what they're trying to do, I suppose.
Yeah. So, Matt, in the marketplace, I reckon a lot of the marketers, the agents, the advisors who are selling SDA property to their investors are trying to get a quick transaction, obviously, right?
Yep.
So that's in a hot market. Everyone's acting quickly. They're afraid of losing out on land parcels and losing time, because speed to market is the key for success in any strong market. But we ourselves, Matt, we're a little bit different in our own process, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, we tend to, I've said it all along that we take definitely more of an educational focus. And the more that we can kind of move towards a client or an investor, you know, learning more about what they actually want out of this. So they're not, you know, if everyone is on the same page in terms of their knowledge, they're going to be in a much better situation in terms of making decisions around potentially moving forward with an investment property. And also, you know, both parties can waste less time in essentially achieving what they want to achieve.
Yeah. So let's use some examples, some real life case studies, Matthew.
Yep.
We won't mention any names or locations, but, you know, let's give our listeners some two or three different examples of real life client interactions we've had and where we think it went right or wrong in that process of their decision making, I guess. Okay. So the first one was when you were away overseas about 4 weeks ago, Matt. I think you left away, you went overseas and the client had to be looked after. I spoke to the client. Can you give me a bit of background on the topic of where he's at and what he was thinking?
Yeah. So I spoke to a client, going back a few weeks, a month or something like that. And their situation was they wanted to move fairly fast leading up to the end of the financial year. They wanted to kind of have something in stone I could, based on the conversations we were having, I could tell that there was a lack of experience and there was a need to rush ahead based on this client, what they thought was important and what they thought was beneficial towards their investment. So they were kind of taking the perspective of a usual residential property. They were saying, oh, cool, It's got high yields. It works in the same way. It's a house. People live in the house. Okay, I want to buy something right now. Let's do it.
I guess before you left overseas, Matt, I said to you, what's his budget? What's his reasons? And you said to me, 950-ish, maybe a million, but it's all cash. And you said to me that he wanted this particular area in Australia. And I said to him, I said to you, why this area? And you said to me, yield.
Mm.
I was a little bit taken aback by that. So you go into this 100% cash purchase, no debt, into this small town because of yield. And so, but he wanted to talk to someone first, a provider, while you're away, so which I entertained. So I went to the provider's office and we rang the client. And the provider said, no, that location is just, there's too much happening there and prefers it to be north, and he would not recommend purchasing this package that the client chose, not you, Matthew, the client chose. So we told him, no, don't do it, and he accepted it. And I said to him, when you're back in about 2 weeks' time or so, then you'll reconvene and catch up with him and give him some other options, I guess. So fast forward 3 weeks, here you are.
Yep.
You spoke to him a few days ago.
He's decided to go with another location.
With another agent.
With another agency. And that's fine. I mean, you know, we're not trying to like hold on to clients or whatnot, but
what's not fine is where he went.
Where he went, there's a lot of development that's already occurred there. And we've spoken to providers who are actually, you know, out there in the field in that area, and there's a lot of red flags potentially to purchase there. And based on our previous conversations, I don't think that he's done the due diligence, and that he's kind of the nuance in investing there, he's taken that on board.
So what concerns me, Matt, is he couldn't wait a week.
Mm. I understand. You know, if you're like, you know, some people who approach us and they say, you know, I want built stock, or I don't want to wait 12 months to build. I understand that. But, you know, waiting two or three weeks just for a bit more information, I think that's, to not do that can be a mistake. Yeah.
So when I told you to email him, hey, just let him know maybe we shouldn't be going there because we have some red flags already, his response was, well, I couldn't wait for you to get back, and I went anyway, and I don't know who to trust these days.
Mm.
Right? Like, dude, your whole basis was to invest in high yield investment with your own cash, which is even more worrying, $1 million cash. My concern is, without mentioning his name here, like, geez, you're going to blow $1 million cash on a dud investment.
Mm.
And even though we tried to reach out and warn you that you should reconsider because it's the wrong thing to do, he didn't even ask the question of what is the red flags or what are the other options. He just simply said, oh, you know, I don't know who to trust. Like, that's just going about the wrong way, because people are going to whisper in your ears what you want to hear, right? And that is the worrying thing about this whole NDIS, SDA property world. When it comes to this stuff called NDIS property investments, we see so many people throw common sense out the window and just chased the number.
Hmm.
And the number being this high return of 20% return per year. And they don't really understand that there are so many, as you said, cogs, I call it nuances, so many variable factors juggling. And remember when I was a kid, you see a clown juggling 8-9 balls, like two balls, three balls, four balls, five balls. Imagine juggling eight balls, a clown juggling eight balls in the air, right? And that's what SDA is, Matt. You're juggling the land topic, the builder, the SILP provider, the SDA provider, the participant, the NDIS funding, the valuation finance, the cash flow patterns from the NDIA. Like, that's 7-8 balls you're juggling right there. You drop one ball, the whole thing falls apart, right? So back to SDA, you got to understand the variables being juggled at the same time to deliver the outcome you want.
And I feel like a big issue is, you know, you don't know what you don't know. So those balls that you were describing, you don't know how many there are of them. And if you're just assuming that there's just one ball that you need to just hold on to, that in this case just being the yield, I feel like if you're not aware of the other balls, then that's going to creep up on you. And it's going to blow up in your face. If you'd done a bit more, you know, you were a bit more cautious about going into this, you could have prevented that.
So that's an example of a client, not our client, obviously, a person rushing into transaction because he couldn't wait. He was too, not nervous, he was too, what's the way to describe someone who just can't, he acted prematurely and he just couldn't, yeah. It's just a shame to see people do that because I can guarantee you, Matthew, a year and a half from now, when he's finished his building, his house in WA or Perth or Adelaide or Melbourne or Queensland or Northern Territory, wherever it may be that he's chosen, right? He's going to regret it. He's going to regret, oh, geez, why didn't I think about this more carefully? Why did I blow $1 million on this property? I shouldn't have trusted the word of some stranger I met online in Facebook or whatever. Like, you got to be very careful who you listen to. And because we are so data-driven ourselves, we analyze data, we buy data, we research it, we compare notes with other providers, you know, we see a tsunami coming across Australia in certain parts of Australia. And that tsunami is the flood of products coming out or areas.
The graveyard of NDIS problems.
Graveyard. That's what someone said the other day, didn't they? Someone in our office, a visitor. And Matthew, you know, when there's a flood or tsunami, only certain parts of the land is affected, Matthew.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like within the Brisbane floods, that affected houses around the flood prone areas around the water. When there's a tsunami, it affects the areas around the beaches. So not all parts are affected when there's a disaster like this, right? So the same thing will apply here as well. Only the lower priced areas will be affected by the tsunami of SDA stock out there. Yeah. So that's one extreme right there, Matthew, one extreme. The other extreme is?
Just people taking too long. So my example, there's someone who I've spoken to for the last 3 years, almost as long as I've been here at the company, and spoken to this client off and on, probably speak to them every 6 months or something like that. And they send me an email. This is the way it usually goes. They send me an email with a bunch of questions about different properties we have available or trying to learn about, you know, different aspects of the NDIS, how things work and whatnot. 3 years ago, Min, what were the prices like 3 years ago?
650 to 700 grand prices.
And so what would the yield be like? What would the yield be like now for that?
Well,
20% around as a gross yield.
You got into those prices and given the way the numbers are nowadays, 150 to 180 maximum gross on a 700 grand purchase.
Very good.
That's 25% return.
Huge. Yeah.
Because the land prices were so cheap 3 years ago and the build prices were just where they are. And 3 years later, the prices are even higher for land than build prices, you know.
Hmm. And I mean, a lot of the kind of questions I get, I think they come from a place of kind of, if I just ask enough questions, I'll reach an answer from one of these questions that makes me decide to move forward or not move forward. And I don't know what that question is, but if I just ask enough questions, eventually that will come about. And at some point, I feel like, you know, if this person had invested, say, 3 years ago, a lot of the issues that they might have, you know, moving forward, that they might have experienced, that they might think that's an issue now, it might not have been an issue back then. And they've essentially almost manifested that into, you know, because they've delayed their, I've gotten asked by this client, oh, what's the build time? And it's like, well, 3 years ago, you know, it would have been built by now. So, I feel like at the end of the day, we've said this all along that it's not an investment for a newbie. There is more to it. And just on this call, we've mentioned that there's more to it than a regular investment property. So I think that if you're that nervous or you're that risk adverse, that you would wait 3 years or 2 years or whatnot to make sure you find the perfect property or the perfect situation, it's probably not an investment for you. And you might be wasting your time, you know, just going after information that you'll never use.
Look, save yourself time by not wasting your time. Save us from wasting our time trying to talk to you about, you know, SDA itself. This is not for everyone, as Matt said. I've said it countless times. Matt said it countless times. We don't want you to rush into do something you don't want to do as well either. But if you really need that advice and that nudge, we're happy to give you the advice and the answer. Look, this is all we do. We do SDA and nothing else. It's hard to find competitors of ours out there in the marketplace who only do SDA. There may be a handful around Australia, Matthew, but a lot of the so-called experts who are in SDA, they do SDA and duplexes and co-livings and apartments off the plan and normal houses for first home buyers and normal investment product. They do everything out there, right? So they can't commit the focus, the passion, the energy towards SDA by itself, like as we do. And I'm not trying to say that we're the best, because we're not the best. We work hard. We're passionate about it. We love what we do here at Edis Property Australia. We're not trying to be the biggest SDA business in Australia. We're not. We're just doing our own little thing, helping where we can. A lot of it free work, a lot of it paid work, whatever it is. But we're a diversified business doing NDIS work, okay? So we're not all about just selling SDA stock out there. We do a lot more in the areas of respite, project development, advice to people, just connecting stakeholders. We do a lot of good work in the NDIS world and not paid for it as well, because we're happy doing what we're doing. So we don't expect everyone to jump in and rush in and buy an NDIS property and all that kind of stuff. We do a lot of fixing as well. When I say fixing, I mean people who ring us up and say, we're in trouble, help us get out of this mess. We do that for free, okay? I've been talking to a lot of providers, a lot of different people in our property world of SDA, and they all say the same thing. They're all being left to drown in quicksand out there, all these poor investors, because they're being tricked into buying rubbish stock out there in the wrong areas. So again, there's no right or wrong answer, Matthew. You can rush if you want, if you're comfortable, confident, and your risk profile is high and strong. But if you're uncertain and you're worried, then take your time. So there's no correct way to go forward.
Just us doing this podcast today is just to kind of raise awareness of kind of the two extremes. And I mean, ideally you're in the center, and most people are. Yeah, just to kind of raise awareness about, you know, the concept of either going in too fast, heavy-handed, or, you know, it's an investment which might not be for you because you're very reluctant, you're very risk averse, and maybe don't waste your time on it. Yeah.
Well, I think that covers today's short episode, Matt. What should we cover next time in our next podcast that you and I are going to do together? What's the next topic?
Going overseas.
Oh, okay. Let's do one from overseas. We'll link up on the computer. Yeah, I think we're just cruising along at the moment. We've got a good team here, and we're just looking to provide the right product out there for the marketplace. So if anyone has any questions or queries about their situation, Matt, just give us a call.
Topics that you want us to cover.
Yeah. But also, if your circumstances is different from the rest, myself, Matt, Debbie, we're happy to take a phone call and give you 20, 30 minutes of our time just to see how we can advise you to move forward on something, because we get a lot of people who have a subdivision or a block of land or a problem with a builder or need help to be directed to a provider. Like, we get those inquiries all the time, and we try and do our best to answer all those questions. And look, we do it out of the goodness of our heart. We don't get anything out of it, but we just want to share the love and spread the good word of SDA to people out there, and be a sounding board to bounce ideas off as well, Matt. That's what's important for us at the moment, you know. That's our goal. The reason why we do this podcast is to bring awareness to everyone out there who's listening. Share the love. Share this podcast to other people you know who think of benefit. Send in your inquiries. Email Matt or Debbie or myself in the office here. We're here to help. We're here to serve. And always we'll be finding ways to improve our service to you on this podcast, and also our delivery of service to the marketplace in the SDA world. Thanks, Matt. Bye-bye.
Cool.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you are subscribed and following us so you can keep in the loop with all of our upcoming episodes. We would really appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star rating, a written review, and to share this podcast with those that could benefit. Until next time, catch you on the next episode.